This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. We're diving deep into something super important today, mindful eating. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh great, another wellness trend, hear me out. This isn't about kale smoothies or restrictive diets. We're talking about tuning into your body, understanding your hunger and fullness cues, and how that can actually make a huge difference for your mental health. You know that feeling when you mindlessly munch on chips while scrolling through social media? Or when you eat an entire bag of popcorn at the movies without even realizing it? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that by simply paying attention to how your body feels, you could not only improve your relationship with food but also feel more balanced and in control of your emotions? Think about it. Stress eating is real, right? We reach for comfort foods when we're feeling overwhelmed or down. But what if we could break that cycle by learning to recognize the difference between true hunger and emotional cravings? By becoming more aware of our bodies, we can start making conscious choices about what and when we eat, leading to a healthier relationship with food overall. Let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways from this mindful eating journey. First off, honoring your hunger. Ever felt that gnawing emptiness in your stomach? That's your body telling you it needs fuel. Don't ignore those signals. When you genuinely feel hungry, eat something nourishing and satisfying. This helps regulate your blood sugar levels, keeps your energy stable throughout the day, and prevents those dreaded afternoon crashes. Next up is tuning into fullness. We often keep eating past our natural point of satisfaction, whether because we're distracted or simply used to cleaning our plates. But learning to recognize when you're comfortably full is key. Pay attention to the subtle sensations in your body. That feeling of gentle contentment, a slight loosening of your stomach. Put down your fork and savor what you've eaten before going back for seconds. Trust me, it takes practice but it's worth it. Thirdly, slow down and savor. Mindful eating isn't just about what you eat, it's also about how you eat. Take your time, chew your food thoroughly, and really taste each bite. This helps your body digest food properly, allowing you to feel more satisfied with smaller portions. Plus, savoring your meals makes them more enjoyable. Think of it like this. Eating should be a pleasure, not just fuel for the engine. Now, let's talk about emotional awareness. We all have those days when stress or sadness creeps in and we reach for comfort foods. But by becoming aware of our emotions and finding healthier ways to cope, we can break free from that cycle. Try journaling, taking a walk, practicing mindfulness exercises, or connecting with loved ones instead of turning to food for solace. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Some days you'll nail it, other days you'll stumble. But the important thing is to keep practicing and listening to your body. Remember, this journey is about cultivating a healthier relationship with food and finding balance in your life. Picture this, you're at work, feeling stressed about that upcoming deadline. Your mind starts racing, and suddenly you find yourself staring longingly at the vending machine. Ever been there? But instead of giving in to that urge, you pause for a moment, take a few deep breaths, and ask yourself, am I truly hungry, or am I just feeling stressed? Then, you choose to step away from the vending machine and go for a quick walk, clear your head, and return to work with renewed focus. That's mindful eating in action, making conscious choices that nourish both your body and mind. So, remember these key takeaways. Tune into your hunger and fullness cues, slow down and savor your meals, be aware of your emotional triggers, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. This isn't about restricting anything or feeling deprived. It's about finding joy in the act of eating, nourishing your body with intention, and ultimately creating a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ready to level up? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a mindful eating boost. Let me know in the comments what you think of this new approach. I'm always here for those insightful conversations. See ya on tomorrow's episode, where we'll be tackling another challenge on our journey to screen-free living.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.